There are 7 seats up for election across Ketchikan's City Council, Borough Assembly, and Board of Education, plus the job of Borough Mayor, and there is plenty of competition. On the city side, there are 2 full 3-year City Council seats up for grabs. One of the newcomers seeking that seat is Amy Williams. She's a nurse at Ketchikan's Pioneer Home, who also runs her own art business. She says she's called Ketchikan home for the past 6 years and is hoping to spur economic activity as the cruise industry recovers from the pandemic.
What's motivated me to run has been just seeing the challenges that are facing local business owners moving forward, especially post-COVID, and with the changes just post-COVID, everything that they're challenged with in terms of maintaining their businesses, their livelihoods.
She says the city has, for the most part, done a pretty good job navigating the pandemic and the associated economic downturn, but she says the city needs to find a way to tackle homelessness. She pitches herself as a trustworthy, independent voice without strong ties to any particular organization or point of view. Jamie King, also in the race for a 3-year seat on the Ketchikan City Council, says she's lived in Ketchikan for most of her life, save for a stint in the Navy's construction battalion and some time as an exchange student in Sweden. These days, she's an administrative assistant for the Ketchikan Borough Transit Department. She says she thinks a seat on the city council would be an interesting job and a way to serve the community. She says she doesn't have her eye on any particular key issues, but she says she wants to help shape Ketchikan's future.
The future should look like a riot of ideas and things to do and new businesses and opportunities while really looking at what works for Ketchikan.
She says she's relatively satisfied with the city council's recent work. She said she couldn't name an issue she would have decided differently. She says she's a hard worker who is ready to serve. Taxi driver Kevin Kristovich, also in the race, says he's not satisfied with the council's recent work. He says he opposes their recent decision to raise sales taxes during the summer to capitalize on visitor traffic and then cut them in the winter. He says he would have preferred to place the tax burden more squarely on visitors instead. And he says he's looking for solutions to Ketchikan's housing crisis. He suggested taxing vacant homes and apartments to encourage landlords to rent to locals. He also says Ketchikan's city government should not expand its downtown port. He says with 4 downtown berths and 2 north of town, it already feels too crowded and congested when cruise ships are in town.
As my father had said, he goes, they're trying to make a booming metropolis out of this little whistle-stop town, and that's exactly what happened.
Kristovich says he's lived in Ketchikan for almost all his life, though he says he's sometimes moved away during the winter months. Kristovich, King, and Williams join incumbents Lillette Kistler and Mark Flora and newcomer Dion Booth in the race. All 3 of the candidates running for the lone 1-year term on the city council filed in the last few days of the filing period. Sport fishing guide Jack Finnegan says he lived in Ketchikan for about a decade. He says he's especially interested in addressing Ketchikan's housing shortage. He says it's clear there are no easy solutions, but he says he'd like to do something about the proliferation of short-term rental properties.
I know it's been a useful source of income for a lot of people. I know there's a lot of attraction for people who want to come to Ketchikan and visit, but I think there's an adverse and unintended trade-off if, in the pursuit of getting short-term rentals going, we eliminate or restrict the number of rentals that are available to people who want to live here, make this place their home, contribute to this community.
Finnegan says he's always open to hearing new and different points of view, even from people whose politics don't align with his own. He says he's a good listener and is willing to compromise to get things done. Christopher Cummings, also running for the 1-year seat, is a teacher's aide at Ketchikan Charter School. Like many of the other candidates, he says housing is a top issue that needs to be addressed. Cummings also points to mental health as a top issue and says the city should partner with other organizations to improve treatment in Ketchikan.
I've experienced what it's like to be in like a mental health crisis and get sent out of town to try to get better from, you know, like breaking down, because we don't have anything to offer people here. We can only help them for a couple of days and then we've got to send them out. We're kind of setting people, a really vulnerable population up for failure, I feel like.
He says he's also interested in limiting the impact of tourism on residents. Cummings pitches himself as an unconventional candidate, unlike most others on the council. Also on the ballot will be Dave Timmerman. He entered the race last week, hoping to leverage his experience working for Ketchikan's Port and Harbors Department. But Timmerman said he would end his campaign after KRBD published an investigation into his criminal history and other past behavior. That includes violating a restraining order connected to his relationship with an 18-year-old woman he had supervised the prior summer. Timmerman was 46 at the time. As of Monday afternoon, Timmerman had sent an email telling the city clerk that he intended to withdraw, but he had not yet signed the necessary paperwork to officially end his campaign, according to the clerk. Even if he withdraws, his name will appear on the ballot, though votes for him would not be counted, according to the clerk. The field of school board candidates doubled in the last couple of days of the filing period to 4, with some new entries into the race. Ginger Yeish Atuwu McCormick says she'd like the school district to bolster its science, tech, engineering, and math education in an effort to better prepare students for college.
I'm running for the school board because I'm very passionate about transition, whether it's elementary school to middle school to high school. But my main focus is in high school to higher education, whether it's a trade school or a university, even a community college.
She says she'd especially like the school district to implement a Running Start program. That's where students can graduate with both their high school diploma and an associate's degree. McCormick is currently a community navigator with the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska, connecting tribal citizens with resources. She says she was born and raised in Ketchikan, just like her parents and grandparents. Rob Arnold is a chief purser for the state ferry system, who's running for the school board as well. He says he'd like to improve teacher retention and student graduation rates.
You know, they're just begging for teachers and aides and all that kind of stuff. So I'm wondering what's going on. So, and that's the other thing. I think there's a lot of politics in school now, and that's one of my things, is to keep politics out of the classroom and let the kids learn.
He says that means he's opposed to things like mask mandates and school closures. He says more needs to be done to understand why it's difficult to recruit and retain teachers. Arnold also says he'd like to expand Ketchikan's vocational education to teach students how to work in trades like carpentry, plumbing, and electrical work. Arnold and McCormick joined Melissa O'Brien and Tom Hewitt in the race for 2 school board seats. Local elections are October 4th. KRBD is holding live call-in forums with the candidates for school board, city council, borough assembly, and borough mayor next month. We've got the schedule posted with this story at krbd.org. There you can also hear from the candidates who announced their runs for office earlier in the month.